Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on why we have an ocean church, page 149. The Extraordinary Course of True Parents. Do you want to follow me? Do you want to become a companion of the true parents? Yes or no? Yes. So when you go up to the spiritual world, everything will be shown. Nothing will be hidden. Therefore, what do you think? Do you want to be ashamed for eternity or proud? Then do something. Do something that no one else will duplicate. Do something unique. Do something that others cannot imitate. What kind of leader am I when I push seminary students to achieve the highest level of academic studies and then, after graduation, send them out on a boat in the ocean? It seems crazy. Why do I do this? I want you to know those fishermen, dock workers, and crewmen. Among those men are some strong patriots. I love America and I love the world. I want you to become like that, strong men who love their country and love the world. Then you will become teachers, and you will restore the people in that field. I don't want all of you to become fishermen for your entire life, but you have to reach into that realm of life and become teachers so that you can bring salvation to that area. You must become people who have a truly loving heart for these people. You must be one in heart, brothers and sisters centered on God, with the fishermen and workers in the coastal cities. What's wrong with that? Sometimes I go out on a boat and there is no bathroom. After several hours, I have to pass water, and there is no place to go. I simply have to do that, even if there are others on the boat. That's embarrassing in one way. I know that, but I myself have to walk ahead of you. I have to go first the way you have to go, to be a public person. By doing so, I am teaching the example and laying down the path. Don't worry and don't complain. Even if you are in a situation someday where you become naked and have to pass your stool in public, don't do it with shame. You have a great destiny, and you will fulfill something. You have to do everything with dignity. The saints in the spiritual world will then look down on you, and they will acknowledge you as a serious and holy person. So when you pass your stool in a small boat on the sea, all your ancestors in the spirit world will look down and envy your position. They will say, "I wish I could go down there and experience that." Your descendants will also want to follow you, and would by their turn to go out on a small boat and somehow share that experience. In fact, you might have many people coming to your boat before the end of your life to do this thing, and you might make a lot of money by charging a small fee to take them out. You are laughing, but in a way, this is no joke. I can eat with my own fingers without using a fork or spoon. I can eat out of my lap, using one hand to hold food and the other to eat with. It doesn't make a difference to me. If I have to do something like that to bring salvation to others, I wouldn't hesitate to eat out of my lap a million times. No matter what you think, my way of thinking is entirely different from yours. Do you want to think in a similar way to me? Do you want to make your thoughts parallel to my thoughts? When I landed in America in 1972, no one had heard of me, but I was determined that within 3 years I would turn this nation upside down and then right side up. Millions of people have landed on this nation, but my first footstep was different. I planted my foot thinking, "No one else has ever come to this nation with my thinking and my mission. However, I'm going to do it and bring this nation to God." If you had the same heart when you first went to the Ocean Church mission, Ocean Church would not be like it is today. If you listened to the weather report, you would know that it's rugged up in Gloucester, but calm down here in New York. Okay then, where do you want to go fishing? You have to develop your mind to at least think, "The East Coast is my area. I'm going to go up and down it and work every part of it." However you have to get there, find a way to get there. Fly by plane, fundraise for the money, or just walk. Whatever you have to do, just get there. Then learn about that area, learn about the coast. Find out everything about the fish and how they are caught. Once you do that much, practice and improve every technique you learn. I do things so differently from you because I think differently, see differently, and hear differently. That's why my results are so different from yours. People say, "I cannot do it." I can never understand how people can say that. There is no such thing. If your life hung upon the one thing that you were doing, whatever it is, how would you do that? You would do it with desperation if your life was in the balance. You would just apply yourself and give every ounce of yourself. Do you follow what I'm saying? My thinking is like this and far more. It is not ordinary thinking. When I arrived in New York, I took all the leaders to the top of the Empire State Building. I had just come to New York and didn't even know what was going on there. Yet I told those leaders, we will buy some of the major buildings in New York, maybe even this one. Within 3 or 4 years, we did indeed buy some large buildings. I even thought about buying the Empire State Building when the negotiations were going on, but it was too late for us at that time. However, another time will come. I know absolutely that where there is a will, there is a way. I think through every problem, day and night, until I find the solution. I never let it go. My thinking is very different from yours. What about you? What is changing within you? Did you just grow a beard and become different like that? Or did something change inside of you? If you really change inside, the result will show up. Where is it? What have you been doing? Well, your beards look very wonderful, outstanding. To me, you look like Paul Bunyan. Did you put as much care into your boat? I would like to inspect and see which you love more, your beard or your mission. I dress in ordinary, simple clothes. I am ready to go to sea right now. I know that I was born for a unique destiny. I am going to live it out. What people say about me or do to me doesn't matter. I listen in one ear and let it go out the other. I am only thinking about fulfilling my destiny and completing my mission. That's all. That's how I think. Ocean Church is rare. There is no other organization like it in the world. Who created it? It is not that simple. Can you explain Ocean Church to others? Can you explain why it exists and its philosophy? I want to have a wives program in Ocean Church. One day, I will announce that the wives will be the pilots for the boats. On that day, the husbands will have to train their wives. If they don't do that, their boat will be taken away from them. Anyway, these boats are not your boats. You are taking care of them, just as you would a church center. The Unification Church has something of every variety. If you want something, send in to the Unification Church for it. People around the world are beginning to see us like that. We should have a catalog, and if someone wants fisherwomen, we will make them if we don't have them. You are Americans. I am Korean. You think? Well, because Father is Korean, he thinks like that. However, you should be even better than me here in America. This is your country. You were born here. Your culture is here. Your way of life is here. You should do more. You should break every record that I set here in America. Shall we do it? Yes. Well, are you just yes people or deed people? I cannot know just by talking one day that everyone will do well. I cannot assume that. I want to have a closer look at you. The leaders of Ocean Church have been too good to you. They have been too kind and soft towards you. You need the iron fist method. This will bring you greater success, quicker success. You saw the movie, An Officer and a Gentleman. That was really the iron fist method. I was sorry when I saw that, because I could have done so much more for that soldier than his sergeant did in that movie. That movie showed a great training method, but the morality was wrong. We have to go beyond that movie. Our training has to be more than the Marines, but our morality has to be as high as the saints. So then, let us change from today and accomplish this mission completely. Thank you, and may God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.